God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb. A kick against the holy wound, a kick against the wounds. We're still one, be you so blind to fight against a living lie. You can't hide inside that night, there's nowhere to go.
We go now to Les Visible. He does an audio commentary each week on Feet the Fire. He's an author who has been writing commentaries and many blogs read by many across the globe. Using his poetic skills of performance, he brings these commentaries to life. We're very happy to have him here at Feet the Fire each week. And now we go across the pond to Les Visible.
Aru! And another week is turned on the wheel of short time, which is what they like to call it in the military and the prisons. Uno centimane, as they say in Bella Italia. Well, what they say in the military and prisons may become a common vernacular for those presently immersed in seeking some or any satisfaction out of the shortage side of the material realm. And it needs to be said that shortage is what happens when too few have too much and too many have too little. The dog poet is hovering over the Rockies tonight and using his high-end technology to probe the massive underground bases and living quarters that are located here and there around the tumbling slopes of these majestic mountains. Those with too much are working overtime to provide a space for themselves as a protection from the too many that they took too much from. We're broadcasting in and out of the writhing coils of the great serpent who circles the globe and feeds it with life like some great fertilizing worm out of the lands of myth and legend. The beacon from Sirius is strong tonight, and we've got a clear audio stream that should translate into something meaningful, or so is the intention of our elder brethren among the stars. As the universe accelerates in its expansion, the force lines of time are stretching, and so time is speeding up. We're moving at an ever-increasing speed toward the eternal now. A space is opening, and it might be opening everywhere at the same time. As a result, the infinite will be pouring in, and some of us will be pouring out. Or in, as the case may be. It's difficult to communicate what is on the approach in this limited medium of words. Let us just say that the planet and all life upon it is coming to a crossroads. I don't know if that's the same crossroads where Robert Johnson had his meeting nearly 100 years ago, though I suspect it is for some who are looking for their own version of blues guitar mastery. And surely some will be singing the blues. It goes without saying. It would be good if everything went without saying, and we wouldn't be here talking to you now. We would be humming like the bees in a hive. They get along in their lives and their hives a lot better than people do out here. Those of you listening on the East Coast this evening are probably thinking about how you can send Al Gore or Tony Blair some money for all the good work they've done bringing global warming to our attention. Well, I'm not saying that the weather hasn't taken a turn for the weird. Of course, it has. Everything has. Personal forces are being brought to bear on every area of life, and you need to figure out how to dance with that for obvious reasons. Personally, I'm making the effort to draw closer toward the one all-pervading awareness with the expectation that it will guide, protect, and enlighten me. I'm moving through my days, bringing my thoughts back every time they stray, and they stray every chance they get. I'm striving to bring my thoughts back to a focus on the indwelling consciousness which animates me, and without which I wouldn't be here in the first place. The reason for this is that all circumstances within and without are under the control of this all-pervading awareness, which is a living being and not just a force. If that is true, and it is, Then is this not the company and companionship that any sane person who is not bone-dead stupid or in deep denial should seek out? Should they not seek it out at every opportunity? Hang on. Let me think about that. You know what? I do believe it is. So what I do is try to recognize it in everything I see and hear and think and feel. It's behind everything I see and hear, so I look for what the reason might be for these things occurring. I look for why I may be thinking and feeling anything, and I consider what the divine is trying to show me. Meanwhile, and you really need to keep this in mind, the world is doing everything it can to distract you from this kind of practice. Don't blame the world. That's its job. The world, the flesh, and the devil, and even the deep blue sea all have their job, and their job is all associated with trying you in the fires of experience and tempering the metal of your soul body. Body? Body. Your mind, well, let's not call it that. Your mind is not what you think it is. It is just the place where your personal, seeming mind plugs into the one mind. Your mind is simultaneously your greatest enemy and your best friend, excluding the divine, of course. The mind's a monkey. That's really the best way to describe it. You might also think of it as a bear, which can tear you to pieces, and often does. If what I observe going on in the world is any indication, you can also teach it to dance. You can also get it drunk and laugh at it, which might serve to make it angry at you. The reason for disciplines like meditation, chanting, visualizing, prayer, and all of the things you can read about in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali are all for the purpose of gaining control over the mind, stilling it, making it into a reflecting mirror. In the Hermetic sciences, you hear about mercury or quicksilver. Hermes, from which the word hermetic naturally follows, is just another name for mercury, the god personification of the mind, as a device of transmission, which is why he's got those little wings on his heels. So you might take a mirror and pour or put some quicksilver on it and see about how it balances in your hand, and it will tell you a lot about the mind. I'm not going into any depth here. It's your job to probe and dig and see how it sorts out and in relation to the singularity of your unique way of seeing things. The point is that unless you can control your mind, you can't control anything else. Most people aren't aware that the seat of the emotions is in the brain, in the amygdala, which is deep in the temporal lobes near the hypothalamus and the hippocampus. There are a lot of hippos on the campus these days due to the general tendency of frightened and insecure people to insulate their feelings with a flesh barrier. We don't want to feel things that hurt us, even though this progressively opens us up to communion with the divine. Many of us are eating to suppress the scary awakening that is hitting all centers of consciousness. Others are drinking or doing drugs or obsessing over or engaging in flesh contact with other centers of consciousness in the hope that that will occupy their attention until whatever this is passes. There's a good news and bad news on that front. It's not going to pass. It's coming after you. That's the bad news when seen from the limited perspective. The good news is that it has a positive intention for you if you'll make yourself open to it. It's your choice. Suffer until you do or strive toward it and let your suffering fall by the wayside. Think of your heart as a cup. Think of the trauma and pain of existence as a cutting instrument that deepens the capacity of the cup to hold something. This is basically what is going on. Your ability to feel, to love, to be compassionate is being expanded by the suffering you experience. Go far enough and you will know how God feels. That is your destination. Many of you are taking the most circuitous of routes. You want to put it off, but meanwhile, you die the death of 100,000 cuts without ever gaining the depth to understand some small part of what is taking place. Many of you can see that your leaders in all fields of endeavor are despicable characters. They control large armies and police forces. They can send lawyers and people with guns after you. They can take what you have, throw you in jail, and harm your loved ones. On the surface, this doesn't look good. These are not nice people. In their defense, I can say that many of them are more frightened than you are and seriously deluded as well. They just don't know any better. This is why Jesus Christ was alleged to have said on the alleged cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Some of them are aware and do evil because they enjoy it. These are people who have given themselves over completely to the dark side and have become a habitation of demons. People like Donald Rumsfeld, Benny Netanyahu, David Miliband, and the Rothschilds. Condoleezza Rice would fall into this category, as would Zippy the Pinhead Livni. It's a frightening prospect to see the sort of people and stolen cars that are wielding the weapons of temporal force. There's not a whole lot of us that are willing to stand up against or speak out against them, but there will be. That's coming. Things move slowly for a long time, and then they move a lot faster than you expect. Let me tell you a little something that might give you comfort and hope. This force, which is presently working upon the consciousness of every single one of us, has a single goal in mind. This is the same force that is migrating our solar system to the center of the Milky Way for some grand finale via the precession of the equinox. This force is acting on all of us with a tremendous opportunity for the willing. Although it is a gift of the Spirit freely given, it has side effects for those who choose not to accept it. For those who are opening themselves to this large influx of Spirit into their being, there are going to be joys and surprises beyond what you can presently imagine. For those who do not, there will be a relentless and terrifying increase of pressure that they are in no way, shape, or form capable of processing or handling. It doesn't matter if they hide themselves in that huge complex in Norway or under the Rockies that I see below me as I speak. It doesn't matter how many armed members of Blackwater they have around them. It doesn't matter what they have or who they are. There is no barrier or protection they can manifest that will shield them one little bit. Instead of being afraid of these scoundrels, you should pity them. This is the correct position to maintain. The fires of love that the saints and other members of the kingdom of heaven dance in is the same fire that these miscreants will burn in. It's just a matter of your relationship to it. On the one hand, you have surrender, and on the other, you have resistance and all the degrees between. No one is going to sidestep, halt, or influence this force in the slightest. Its course is set for the benefit of us all. A wiser mind will be in confident acceptance of this, and all will be better than well. Yes, we are coming up on some serious whitewater, metaphorically speaking, but enjoy the ride. Things are going to start happening that can be very unsettling. I'm talking about things inside you, outside of you, sure. That's going on now, but it's inside you where you want to be making the adjustments. Some number of us are about to be lifted up into a new state of density. That's a bit of a misnomer because it's a place less dense than you are now. Think of it as scary freedom, a sense of liberation that removes any number of handholds you might have been using in the past. The ballast has to go out of the carriage under the balloon in order for the balloon to rise. Many of us fear freedom because it brings so much that is unpredictable. Many of us are pathologically demanding routine and unchanging familiar surroundings. Unfortunately, the cornerstone of life is change. There's a theme to existence. You are alive for a reason. It's not just so you can head off on a Las Vegas junket or down to the Dairy Queen for a banana split. It's not so you can do whatever you feel like, even though it is, because the purpose is to learn from that. And some of us are quicker studies than the rest. Some of us are determined to do the same things over and over and over and over. Well, look around you. You can see it. Some of us refuse to accept certain things because they interfere with our assumed right to do things over and over and over again. Like I said, look around you. Anyone could make significant progress, and in this particular time, tremendous progress, if they will just accept the simple truth that everything is under control of a benevolent consciousness that has your best interests at heart. That is square one. Square two is seeking to understand what it intends for you and following its lead. Activate the intuitional side of your nature. The present intent of this force is working directly on it, so you have a much easier time of it now than at many other times. In some ways, it's harder because of the internal uncertainty and the external distractions, which is why you have to get control of your mind. I should tell you that since there is only one mind and the prevailing awareness within it controls everything, from a position of omniscience and omnipotence, as you gain control of your mind, you come closer and closer to what controls all minds, and you share in this control to the degree that you are able, which puts you more and more in control of what is within you and what surrounds you. Think about it. Elements of the understanding of mind control are what the dark side has perverted to its uses. What is taught in Scientology and among the Crowley clones, in the various mind control seminars, and among the Satanists of this planet is all about mind control. It's no idle saying that all magic is in the will. Servants of the light and the darkness both employ similar disciplines. The kicker, though, is that the light always prevails over darkness for so long as there is light in the darkness. As I mentioned earlier, there are things you can practice which will significantly aid you. Prayer, meditation, chanting, focusing on the sound current, practicing the presence of God, selfless service, an attitude of continuous surrender. These and more are all available. Take your pick. The same goes for the costumes God has put on to make it possible to see some limited portion of his or her being as you prefer. Do you want to follow Jesus Christ? Do you want to exemplify the tenets of Islam? Do you want to serve Krishna? Do you want to put yourself into the contemplative state of a Buddhist? It's all there. Choose what works for you. Check them all out if need be, but don't be a dilettante. Don't become a New Age glider who skims like a water bug over the surface of things while developing a complicated system of justifications for your behavior. I don't know the ins and outs of all these channelers and chakra healers. I don't know where the folks in Sedona and all the New Age conventions, where they think they're headed. I don't know about the Eckhart Tolles and hundreds of self-styled teachers who are cultivating a strange persona so that they can make a good living off of the culpability of those who seek. I don't know about these people charging all this money for what the universe gives away for free. Except for the cost of experience and the work involved in coming to see. That's their trip, it's not mine. I've always had to watch myself when I am engaged in conversations with these people. Thankfully, that's a rare occurrence. But I have an old girlfriend who is involved in this sort of thing, and she just always knows better than you do, and in the meantime has no trouble embracing all sorts of false notions while avoiding all considerations of those up to serious no good because, well, we don't want to get in trouble with them, do we? My friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast. I'll be heading the saucer over to Norway now to look in on all the construction going on for the survival of the elite. That sort of thing fascinates me. It's entertaining to watch them set themselves up as they continue to abuse their fellows around the world and still think they'll be drinking scotch and sherry and banging Ukrainian love slaves while the heavy things go down out here. So, I will see you next week for our Christmas show. Better late than never. And until then, seek the light, serve your higher nature, and look out for those around you. Because the opportunity to be of assistance is a constant thing. So long for now. Aru! You can see in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.